Drivers, good morning. 20 minutes after, and let's get right back to the phone calls. It's the Ask the Law program, and this is May 31st, 2006, and we're live on the air with the Ask the Law program brought to you as a public service by Alcoa Wheel Products, Midnight Trucking in the Open Road Cafe, and with us are R.J. Taylor from Old Blue USA, also Senior Trooper Monty Dial from the Texas Highway Patrol, and the information and answers to questions are up to date and can change without notice. Got two lines open, two folks hung up during the break, so if you want to get on board, sneak on in, and we'll put Sean, we'll get the answers to the logbook questions you've got. 888-782-5966. Let's go next to Paul in New York with a question. Paul, good morning. You're on the panel.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Morning.
I was recently up in Chicago about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and I was on 9094. There's four lanes. I was in the second lane, and the car had hit me on my passenger side. And I'm getting issued a ticket for failure to slow down for an accident and rush hour traffic at 8 o'clock in the morning. What can I do to fight that ticket?
What you need to do, Paul, is on the citation, there'll be a telephone number or an address where you need to contact the court. And what you'll need to do is have them send you some paperwork, or you may have to end up going into the court itself, and you'll enter a plea. And once you enter the plea, obviously, if you want to contest it, you're going to enter a not guilty plea, and they will take and set it up for court.
Okay, because he wanted to give me a ticket for failure to yield the right of way first, and I before I took the ticket, I said at the accident scene, I says, how could I get a ticket when I was in the second lane? And because he never asked me where I was or nothing, he just took the other guy's word for it and left with everything and came back with a ticket. And he said he would take care of the ticket. And I think it was because it was a government car. I think that they're trying to maybe hide themselves and make themselves look better and blame it on me when it's not even my fault.
But he should call the number,
yeah,
though, on the back of the ticket.
On the citation, there'll be the court telephone number, and just give the court a call. And like I say, whether or not they will send you some paperwork, or you might have to go by the court and enter your plea and set it up for court.
Appreciate you calling with that, Paul.